This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. President Trump has signed the latest coronavirus economic relief package on a day when the death toll in the United States surpassed 50,000. The $484 billion package includes an additional $321 billion for the newly created Paycheck Protection Program, a lending program for small businesses which ran out of money shortly after it was started under previous relief packages. The bill is the latest effort by the federal government to help keep businesses afloat. Over the past 5 weeks, nearly 26 million people, or one in six U.S. workers, have filed for unemployment. The measure passed Congress almost unanimously Thursday as lawmakers gathered in Washington as a group for the first time since March 27th. President Trump is now denying that he had suggested injecting disinfectant and other agents to fight the coronavirus. As AP's Sagar Meghani reports, the president says it was a sarcastic remark.
After a Homeland Security official talked yesterday about researchers testing what effect disinfectants may have on virus-laden saliva and respiratory fluids, the president said he was intrigued.
Is there a way we can do something like that? By injection inside.
Both he and the White House now say reporters took it out of context.
I was asking a question sarcastically to reporters like you just to see what would happen.
But the remarks pushed the government to warn Americans against ingesting disinfectants. Lysol's parent company says in no circumstance should disinfectants be put into the human body in any way. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
For more on these stories, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.